For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky has seen an increase in the number of heroin and opioid overdose deaths in recent years. As a result, there are now a growing number of training programs throughout the state teaching law enforcement, school personnel, and family members of addicts how to use naloxone. Chip Krause is the disease intervention specialist at the Barron River District Health Department in Bowling Green. He told us what naloxone is and how it works.
Naloxone is a type of medication that can help people that are in an opioid overdose. It only works for opioid medicines, which are things like heroin, opium, morphine, codeine, those type of drugs. But if someone is in an overdose situation, then you can give them the naloxone and that'll bring them out of the overdose.
How is it administered?
Typically, it's a nasal spray. You just stick it up the nose and give it a squirt, and hopefully that's going to bring the people back out of it.
What is the naloxone doing physiologically inside the person once it's entered into them?
Well, basically, it's an opioid antagonist, which means that it knocks the opium out of the neural receptors in the brain. So basically, it doesn't get it out of the system. It just makes the brain not recognize it. So it's going to bring you out of the overdose. But you do have to watch out, because depending on how much of the opium or opioid they have in their system, it could actually affect them again, because the naloxone only lasts for about 30 minutes to maybe an hour and a half.
What kind of naloxone program are you trying to get up and running here in Bowling Green?
Well, right now we have a grant from the Kentucky ASAP, which is the Adolescent Substance Abuse Program, and they've given us a grant that we can do trainings in Logan, Simpson, and Butler counties, and we've been training law enforcement to get this naloxone out, so the first responders are going to be able to administer this if they come upon somebody that isn't an opioid overdose. We hope to expand that to additional people in the community, anybody that we can get, family members, friends, anybody that has someone that they care about that may or may not be at risk for an opioid overdose.
How common is naloxone use in Kentucky these days outside of the context of being used in a hospital or being used by a first responder?
Awareness is greatly increasing. It's only been legal for the past, I think, about a year to get out to the general public. It is a regulated substance, but it's not a controlled substance. So they're trying to make it a lot easier for the general public to get a hold of it. There is a two-hour training just to make sure that you know what you're doing and what you're looking for in an overdose situation. So hopefully everybody's going to be trained to know how to use it and know how to use it effectively.
You mentioned the counties that are eligible under the grant. Can you give us an idea of some of the groups, some of the types of individuals who have received training or who are going to receive training under this naloxone program?
At this point, for the trainings that we've already completed, we've worked a lot with police departments, sheriff's offices, jails. We've also helped EMS make sure that they have the naloxone and the training that they need. We've also worked with a couple rehab centers and methadone clinics.
Do you think this expanded use of naloxone in Kentucky signals a wide shift in thinking in terms of how we treat drug addiction, in terms of not just treating it like a law enforcement issue, but also treating it more like a public health issue?
I really hope that it is a change in mindset, like you were saying, because a lot of people just need that extra help. For some people, they may not have an opportunity to meet people that are sober, that do care about their existence. A lot of people that end up in drugs, they feel like they're just totally abandoned by society. So hopefully by giving them the skills that they need with naloxone or other harm reduction programs, then they're going to realize that they are cared about in this society and that they can get the help they need. And hopefully eventually they'll make it into a treatment program.
Chip Krause, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.
Chip Krause is the disease intervention specialist at the Barron River District Health Department in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.